And welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hootie Root Work Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com. I'm your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee of TripleCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forestville, California, and Conjurement Ali of ConjurementAli.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we will be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, Miss Bree of MilagroRoots.com in San Antonio, Texas. They will take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work as divined and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooist of our times. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment. But first, let's catch up with our co-host, Miss Kat and Conjurement Ali. Miss Kat?
Hi. Thank you for that lovely introduction, Miss Tammy Lee. And thank you for playing our beautiful music that I love so much. Today, we have a lot of exciting announcements to make. And I'm just going to cut right to the quick. Hello, Ali, it's so nice to have you here. And our wonderful special guest this week is Miss Bree from Milagro Roots. Hi, Miss Bree.
Hello, everyone. So glad to be here.
Yeah, it's wonderful to have you. I miss you so much since you moved back to Texas.
I miss you, too. I miss you, too. As you know, I called you earlier this month, and I was like,
Well, How are things going in Texas? I know you've set up your place. You have you burn candles for people. You have a wonderful reading office where people can come and you also read by phone. Tell us a little bit about it, and then we're going to make some announcements also about some of the other things. You all know what it's about, but tell us about what you're up to, because I don't think not everyone knows the wonder of Miss Bree.
The wonder of Miss Bree, or Bree Land, as I like to call it. Well, we bought our house about a year ago, and I've been posting some blog posts on the website talking about, and Kat, I know that you know what this is like, because for the past 10 years, you know, I've moved from place to place, and this is the first time in a long time that I've been in a place where I could set down some roots, both physically myself, and also plant a garden, something that I've done for the first time in about 5 years, and really start to connect with my little piece of land that I get to be the custodian of. So it's been a beautiful spring so far in Texas. Last spring it was really hot early and made it difficult to get outside, but so far the weather has been quite temperate, quite lovely, and I have a great vegetable garden. I'm growing a lot of the herbs and roots that I use in my practice for the first time. I'm really getting to do that, which has been a dream of mine for a long time. So it's, you know, it's really starting to feel like home, and it's really starting to feel very magical and very enchanted around here. And as you said, yes, I do candles. I have two beautiful candle houses that were special, custom made for me by Austin Forge Works. And they have my Milagro heart, my sacred heart, on the roof of them. And they're quite beautiful, and they're always full of candles. And I'm now doing only beeswax candles. So they are more expensive than some of the other candles out there, but I really love them. And because I have myself, I have some respiratory issues, I just felt like it really I needed to make that changeover. And my clients are really, really loving them. So that's great. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I'm busy. Milagro Roots is a full-time operation. We're open Monday through Friday from about 9 a.m. until 5, and I take a lot of phone consultations. It's very easy to book an hour-long consultation with me, but I am booked about 2 weeks in advance, typically sometimes 3 weeks, depending on how busy things are. And I just, you know, Chandra Menali said a minute ago that he loved everyone in the air, and I do too. I love all of my colleagues. I love the way that we work together, and I feel so blessed to have, you know, people like you in my life, Kat, that are, you know, a teacher and a mentor and also a dear friend, and also to have some amazing clients. I really, really love my clients. And, you know, I was talking to my husband last week, and I said, you know, the great thing about having the kind of clients I do is that they're people that I want to hang out with. You know, they're people that I'm friends with, and I'm really invested in seeing them grow and seeing them develop and seeing them manifest their dreams and desires. So life is good, and Mr. Jasper is walking and talking and helping me garden.
Oh, how adorable.
And it's fabulous. It's really nice.
Oh, wow. And how old is he now?
He turned 1 on March 1st.
Wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, you've
wonderful
been a... you've been one of the strong foundation members of AIR, the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. And, of course, you're also a moderator at the Lucky Mojo Forum, and you are one of the longest-running moderators there and one of the strongest, and everybody loves your advice. So we have some announcements about AIR that we want to make on this radio show. As everyone knows, AIR is a group of people who are readers and root workers who have graduated from my course in Huda, that's kind of their basic, who've been working professionally for, you know, years, not just, you know, just decided to hang out their shingle last week. And they are interviewed and tested by other members of AIR so that it's kind of a peer-reviewed group. And you, Ms. Bree, are the ombudsman of AIR, so you're the person who, if there's any complaints about anybody, you're the one who handles that. And you're also on the Board of Bishops of Missionary Independent Church, a spiritual church, which oversees the committee, that is, the AIR committee. So, with all of that having been said, I'm so glad to have you here today to make the announcement. We have two new members, but we don't. How about if you tell about the new member and I'll tell about the surprise, okay?
Yes, absolutely. Well, our newest member is Balthazar, and I had the pleasure of interviewing him, what was it, about a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago, and he is just fantastic.
Yes, he's
another worker who is in Europe, which is wonderful, and I'm really excited about that because we do have a lot of European people that are interested in our folk magic tradition here. And Balthazar is just an amazingly talented guy. He's an artist. He's a draftsman. He is, you know, a very, very intelligent and knowledgeable worker. And his knowledge, as many of us in AIR, you know, we are interested in a lot of different things, but he really has some great esoteric knowledge, and he combines his conjure work with readings that are very traditional. You know, his grandmother was a spiritualist, and a lot of this is going to be information on his page, but when we talked with him and we got to know his style, I was just so thrilled because I feel like he's going to bring a unique perspective and a unique voice to the group. He's going to add just more color to the beautiful tapestry that we're all creating. And so I'm very, very pleased that he'll be joining with us. And his website's fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Balthazar is a wonderful person and a dear friend. And I'm very excited to have him join us at AIR. He will definitely bring a unique energy to our wonderful little group.
Yeah, he's great. We've been working on his AIR page, Ali and Dr. E and I, who meet every week as the tech meeting, tech team, and Bree sometimes comes along, and
very rarely
we're hoping,
nowadays, but I miss y'all.
But we're hoping that on Tuesday, Balthazar's page will go live at AIR. And so then you'll be able to see him. Now, he's located in the Netherlands. He was born and raised in South Africa. And he has had some training in South African styles of work. He works in the Netherlands, but he will work for people all over the world, including the United States. People have asked me, well, if he's in the Netherlands, does he speak English? Yes, he's from South Africa. They speak English.
But he also does speak Dutch.
He does Dutch. And I guess Afrikaans, I guess he speaks that too, and that's a kind of a Dutchish language. So he is multicultural, multidimensional, and he is available worldwide. He also does hands-on work, and people do come over from England to the Netherlands. It's not that big a trip. It's kind of a little holiday, you know. And he does have clients come see him from England. He's quite available. And so this means that in addition to our two wonderful Swedish root workers, Benedicta and Johannes, up in Sweden, we now have Balthazar in the Netherlands. So we are just thrilled with that.
Yeah. And our Italian root doctor, don't forget about him.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
Frederico.
Yes, Reverend Fred. Reverend
Europe
Fred, who's the
fire.
Italian. Yeah, that's right. Europe is on fire. I forgot, because I think of him as being, he's been traveling to Guatemala, and I've been thinking of him being in Guatemala. But no, that's true. Reverend Fred is also in Europe. Absolutely. So, yeah, we have quite a contingent there. Now, we also have another announcement, and some of you already know what this is, but I'm going to just say it. Madam Nadia is back, and I am so thrilled. Many people wondered what happened to her. Some people know, but Madam Nadia is always in a blog talk a chat, and everyone knows who she is there. But she has been a member of AIR. She was one of the founding members of AIR, and she had to take some time off. She had different various things happening, including an accident and a baby. And I think of those, we're going to focus on the baby, because that's what came out, right? And she is back. Her webpage will also probably go live this Tuesday. And we've been just waiting for her to be ready. The baby's a toddler. She's ready to take up the work again. And so everybody who knows Madam Nadia, please give a shout out and say hi. She is so wonderful. She's located in Illinois. And again, she will read worldwide. She speaks Russian, among other languages, and I believe also Hebrew. And so if you have, want to talk in a different language to her, you sure can.
I love the fact that we're getting bilingual over it, and trilingual over it.
Yes, trilingual, the trilingual people.
Right.
And I'll bet you if somebody wants to have their whole reading conducted in Russian, she'll do it. And Nadia reads Lenormand cards, and it has a sort of a European background in that. She also has a great deal of understanding of Hindu work and has been lived and traveled in India. And so she's, again, very multicultural, and she's just posting in the chat room. So excited. I'm very excited, too. To have her back has just been one of my wishes and prayers. And boy, this is a good year for AIR, a good spring.
Yes,
with
is.
Balthazar joining and Nadia returning. We're just doing very, very well.
And it's only halfway. We got several more months to go, so I look forward to what's going on in AIR. Just winter and spring alone, we've had such wonderful changes, such wonderful, announcements. So congratulations to both Balthazar and Nadia, both of whom are very dear to me.
Yeah, they're dear, lovely people. And they really do make AIR a better service, because there are so many people who are coming to us from all around the world. You know, the Internet is just, it's on 24/7, and people are, people are waiting. And they need to contact somebody. So that's about it for announcements of air. I would like to also just put in a couple of minutes about the workshops that are coming up.
Yes.
Ali, you will be at the workshops. Miss Bree, sob, you will not.
Oh,
and I'm going to miss Miss Bree.
The first year that I will be missing them, and I am very sad about it.
I know. But we're going to have Miss Tammy Lee.
Yay.
And we're going to have Ali and Dr. Mm-hmm. E. And we're going to have Cindy, Auntie Cindy Toto from AIR, and Susan Diamond. And Kai Armand is coming out. And it's going to be pretty much of a large group of people from AIR. Marin Graves is going to be there. And if I've left someone out, now they're going to get mad at me.
Lou Flores.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, this is a total, like, AIR convention up there. I can't believe
it's
going to be there.
Absolutely.
I might have to Skype in one evening or something.
I think
and
you should
Deacon Millett will be there, too.
And Deacon Millett. Oh, my gosh. That's right. Okay. So, Miss Bree, you should just hop a cheap flight and come on out.
I think so. I don't know how
but
this is going to happen.
We have so much going on. We've just received the copies of Valentina Burton's book. Now, Valentina will not be here this year. She was at the workshops last year and gave a workshop on how to be a professional fortune teller. Oh, and Miss Michael is going to be there. That's
right. The wonderful Miss Michael.
Miss Michael is going to be at the workshops, too. My God, everybody from AIR is going to be here. And we just received Valentina Burton's printed book. I don't know if you all remember from last year, she made a little handmade copy of it, and it was so cute. And now she's had them printed, and it's been expanded. There's quite a bit more in it. It's packed full of information on how to be a professional fortune teller and really how to make a living at it. So all those people who follow us here, who follow the doings of AIR, that book will be available at Marin Graves' workshop this year. Marin, who has the beautiful parlor in Nevada City, will be teaching a class on how to be a professional reader and root worker, particularly how to work by telephone, which was something Valentina did not cover in her workshop. But Valentina's book will be a handout at Marin's workshop. And Marin is also making up some special psychic vision spray, room spray, for readers to use. And that will be a gift to everyone who takes her workshop. So
oh,
we just
that's
got that.
Lovely.
Yeah, we just got that book in, so it's all ready. We have Dr. E's flyer. We have Ollie's flyer. We have Lou's flyer. My book on bones is at the printer. So we really are gearing up for the workshops. If you want to find out more about them, it's luckymojo.com/workshop.html, and or you can post at the forum, and there's a whole section about the workshops. You can pre-register, and we are asking people this year for the first time to pre-register so we know how many things we need, because every one of the workshops, you get free stuff. When you take Ollie's workshop in spirit traps, you're going to get a witch bottle and you're going to make it, right? When you take Lou Flores's, fully functional. When you take Lou Flores's Santissima Muerte altar and working with Santa Muerte workshop, you're going to end up with a sugar skull. So we need to know how many people are coming. So do sign up in advance. And there's also Dr. E is making mojos with people, and so again we need to know how many people are going to be there for that. And and we're giving out bone sets for the people who take the bone workshops, so everybody gets something. These are not just a sit around at a lecture. You'll be making things, you'll be doing things. We'll have the Conjure Cook-Off, and we'll be tasting and cooking foods, and the Hoodoo Foods Cookbook for 2012 is also at the printer right now. We'll have that in the next day or two. Another beautiful little book of recipes, how to make food for people that uses magical herbs, you know, such things as, you know, how to make a protection tea for yourself, how to make cupcakes that will cause you to get a promotion and other people to get fired, how to keep women happy in the home by feeding them fish fillets that have been specially prepared.
Very important.
With, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. So we are just looking forward to a wonderful time at the workshop. It's very casual. It's very light, laid back. And but do sign up in advance so we know how many of the goodies to have for your goodie bags. All righty. Well, I think that covers our announcements. We had a lot to go over, and let Miss Tammy Lee get us down to the business at hand of the day, which is to do readings for people. Now, before we start that, Miss Bree, everyone kind of does their own style of reading. Ollie and I both use the Rider-Waite deck. I use Bones, and Ollie uses a Spirit of Divination that he works with. So, Miss Bree, what kind of readings are you going to be doing today? What will you be using to read?
Well, I have my Rider-Waite Smith deck as well, because you know that is the one that I grew up with, literally at my mother's knee. I started using it. And I also have my Lenormand deck. And then I have a crystal that I'll be scrying in as well.
Wonderful. Okay. So you can just, you know, change them up and work as you want to. Alrighty.
Absolutely.
So what we're going to do is give it over to Miss Tammy Lee, and she'll bring in our first caller. Take it away, Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Katz. And a reminder to everyone that the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman Ali. And this week's special guest, Miss Bree, will be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination, and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our call-in clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. If you have filled out a client questionnaire at the forum, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We will select callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like for you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Miss Tammy Lee, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our hosts. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first client. And our first client is calling in from area code 323 from Los Angeles, California. This is Joanne. Joanne, are you there, caller? Joanne? Hi, can you hear me?
They're made live.
Joanne? Can you hear me?
Guess not.
Okay.
Joanne Farid?
Yeah. Nope. Let's go on to the next one.
Okay, our next one would be 610. This is Layla from Norwood, Pennsylvania. Layla, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Great.
Hello?
Welcome to the show. Hi. Welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and read the brief synopsis of your situation for our host. And she writes, "My husband of 7 years left me a month ago with no warning. Up until the night he left, he was as affectionate and loving as always. The next morning, he begged me to come back, saying that he had changed his mind and it was all wrong. I asked him how long he had been planning to leave, and he said several months. Within a week, he had lost his job. He went back and forth from saying he wanted to work it out to also saying he needs to be free. He seems to be having some kind of a crisis. He did the same thing in 2008, but we were able to work it out then. It was so hard to trust him again, but I did, and now this. Last week I told him I had to take a couple of weeks with no contact with him to try to get over the heartbreak. I'm so sick over all of this. One minute I'm angrier than I've ever been, and the next I'm so depressed I just don't want to be here anymore. I don't know what to do. Turning it back over to you."
Oh, dear. Oh, honey, that's just, that's awful. I'm so sad.
Yeah.
That's just a nightmare. And And I can tell you one thing. There's a few of your old card readers who have had something similar happen. Okay?
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, honey, before we start the reading. First of all, about how old are you and how old is your husband?
I'm 45 and he's 43.
All righty. And what's your sign of the zodiac?
I'm a Capricorn.
Uh-huh. What sign is his sign?
Scorpio.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's usually a pretty good combination. And Scorpios don't tend to go off at loose ends, you know, like some of these people do. They tend to be pretty steady people. I'm going to do a reading on this, but I'm going to say something first. One of the things you wrote struck me as a difficult thing. You said you told him that you needed to take a couple of weeks with no contact with him to try to get over the heartbreak. And I'm going to advise against that. Before I even read cards on it, this comes from just practical knowledge of human nature and counseling. If you go to the Lucky Mojo forum, you'll even see a long thread there that people have posted about should I contact him or wait for him to contact me. And I'm pretty adamant about it. If you're trying to fix something and you really do want to fix it, you have to stay in contact. If you withdraw, it's going to just get worse and the opportunity to mend it will not be there. Now, I'm going to read on this, but I'm just telling you this is your old granny cat, you know what I mean? Saying,
okay.
Granny cat says, get back to having sex with the man as soon as possible for two reasons. One, if he will, that means he's interested. And two, actually having sexual contact with him will bring both you and him temporarily out of depression. Okay? Because what?
He has like a crazy past. His father committed suicide in a horrible way a couple of years after we got married, and he's been just, I think he's bipolar, but I'm not sure. And I think this is a manic stage of his. But I'm at the point where I don't know that I can work it out anymore. He's insisting on an open marriage, and I can't do that in my heart.
No, you don't do that. All right. I was looking at it, and I'll admit it, I was looking at it as depression, but now you're telling me that you think he may be bipolar. Well, you've given me more information.
I'm not reading yet.
I'm just looking at this from a social standpoint. But if he's insisting on an open marriage, he's jumped the track, okay? He's jumped the track. Let me put down some cards on this and stop just trying to give good advice. So your question really is not, how do I get him back, but what should I do? Let's phrase the question.
Yeah. I mean, I still love him, and I am so sick over it.
Oh, my dear.
Everything hurts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. This is hard. And you have you had any contact with him within the last week or so?
Not since his last letter of it's over. I mean, he was doing it's over, and then within a day or two, let's work it out. And I just said, I got to get off this roller coaster.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I'm so sorry, my dear, but let's see what the cards that Kat are going to pull says.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll help.
All right. So I'm just going to put down three cards. I'm using the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, and anyone can follow along. The first card I have is a really an unhappy card. It's the Nine of Swords. And this is a woman who wakes up crying, which is presumably you. She wakes up crying from a nightmare, and there are nine swords on the wall behind her in the blackness. And these are things that have hurt her deeply. She's on a single bed. In other words, she has no partner in her bed. It's a thin, narrow bed. And carved on the side of the bed, it's a wooden side, and there's a sword fight going on, and someone has stabbed someone through the heart. And it looks pretty bad. I mean, it looks like the person's going to die who's been stabbed through the heart. And she wakes up crying. And she has a coverlet with a checkerboard with little roses embroidered on it and also little signs of the zodiac. So there is people who will help her and people who love her, but she's in the middle of a nightmare. This is the card of the past. So this is presumably the recent past, and it is a card that says to me there are things here that are really tragic and really sad, and they are causing you to lose sleep, and they are causing you to wake up crying, and it's not very good, not very good at all. The second card is an interesting card going to the question of the present. And the card of the present is called the Queen of Cups. And this is a woman who's on a throne down by the water. And she's holding a golden goblet with a lid on it. And she's got a golden crown on. And she's staring into this closed cup. And we often say, because cups are the same as the suit of hearts in a poker deck, we say she can see inside people's heart. And I'm inclined to believe that this tells me that actually you are diagnosing this correctly. You almost don't need this reading, is what this card says.
Yep.
When I get this card, when I'm reading for people just, you know, for a general reading, one of the things I always say about this is you could be psychic yourself, because this is the card of the psychic reader. And it's also a card of a woman who's a nurse or a nurse practitioner, a doctor, someone who can diagnose. And it says to me that you can read his mind and his heart. It's a very sad situation, but your diagnosis is accurate. It really is. You are seeing what's going on in here. In the closed lidded cup of his mind, of his heart, you can really penetrate. You know this man very well, certainly better than I do, and your sense of this is accurate. Do you have any children with him?
No.
Okay. And I have to ask, because of this card, have you ever done readings before yourself? Have you ever played around at doing readings?
Well, that scares me a lot, because I do tarot on and off, but I always get really accurate readings, and they scare me, so then I stop doing it for a while. And then but I've done readings on this, and I keep getting the Tower card and the Devil card over and over again. And the Five of Cups and the guy with the Nine of Wands.
Yeah, right. Well, I hear you, and but it's interesting to me that what I'm seeing here is that you are very accurate. Your readings have been accurate. This card does not come up for no reason. This is a card about your intuition and your strength as a reader as much as it is about what's wrong with him. Okay? And the third card I have is another, what I would call a card that is showing that there's not a lot of hope here. It is a card called the Ten of Wands. And this is a person carrying a heavy burden of 10 sticks, and they're trying to get to a happy, normal, sweet little house with a little garden next to it, you know, the little proverbial happy cottage. And they are so worn out carrying this heavy burden, they can't even see where they're going anymore. Their face is buried in their burden. And we say of this card that it's a card of exhaustion and oppression. And not only that, there's something else odd about this card in the deck that I use, which is that in this deck, some of the people are out in nature, but some of them have a double line drawn, and they're on a stage. And this is one of those cards. And he's on a stage, and the little happy home is drawn on a canvas backdrop. It's not really there. And so what we say is it kind of recedes. It's not, you're not going to get to a happy. The future says you could carry this burden for a long time, but you really are kind of worn out. It's probably reached the point of exhaustion. And
yes.
I'm sorry to say that, but it doesn't look really great. Okay? So let's see what Miss Bree has to say as far as her reading of this.
Yeah, you know, hon, this is a tough situation, and I am I wrote it in the chat, but my heart is very open to you, and I'm sending you love. And, you know, I got a very similar read. I used my Lenormand card since Kat is using her Rider-Waite-Smith deck, and the cards that I got, I pulled four. I just did a simple four-card pull. And I got the snake, the clouds in reverse, the bear, and then the fish. And the snake, you know, the snake indicates temptation. It indicates all of the things that are pulling at him, that are drawing him away from you. And, you know, primarily that's his desire to be in this open marriage. And, you know, there's an undermining quality to the snake. You know, and the snake is a complicated symbol, and depending on context, it can be a favorable or a non-favorable symbol. But in this case, you know, I'm taking a pretty traditional interpretation of it as, you know, this is the thing that creates the disruption in the garden of paradise, you know, that was your marriage, that was a, you know, a happy place, and then this comes in and it's really drawing him away from you. The clouds in reverse tell us a little bit about the process that he's going through. You know, the clouds deal with our mental faculty. They deal with our thinking and our ability to see clearly and to, you know, suss out a situation clearly. And I don't think that he is thinking clearly. You know, I don't think that he has all of the information in front of him. You had mentioned that in your own readings you keep pulling the devil card. You know, that's often a card that indicates that you're being, you know, you're chained by an addictive behavior or by an illusion that you can't shake. You know, there's something that's basically keeping you from seeing and acting with clear eyes and with a wise mind. And then the Lenormand deck, the clouds, when you have the clouds in reverse like that, it can often indicate that same thing. So, you know, I'm seeing temptation is calling, and he doesn't have the fortitude or the wherewithal to withstand that temptation right now. And what I hear you saying is, you know, I hear you saying two things. I hear you saying, on the one hand, you don't know what to do. But I also heard you say very definitively that an open marriage for you is not acceptable. And right. So, you know, when I'm in a situation, because I'm a Libra, so sometimes I can have a difficult time making a decision. And so when I'm in a situation like this, or like any difficult decision-making process, I try to start with, you know, where is my line? What is the thing that I'm not willing to do? And in your case, you've defined that for yourself. So you know, that's one thing that I would encourage you to keep in mind throughout this process is that, you know, of all the things you know that staying in an open marriage is not acceptable to you. And right. What I'm seeing in my cards reflects that, you know, right now that is the direction that he wants to go in. It is a temptation that he is pursuing actively at this time. Now, the last two cards are favorable in the sense that they indicate to me, and I also mentioned this in the chat, that you have a great deal of inner strength. You know, I got the bear, first of all, is a card that's often associated with women. And one of the reasons why is because mama bears are known, you know, to be so fiercely protective, such good rearers of their young. But there's a lot of myth, and there's a lot of fairy tale about women turning into bears turning into women. So there's an association there. And, you know, there's a lot of, whenever I get this card, I see a great deal of strength and endurance within you. You have the fortitude and you have the endurance to get through this. And so I know that at this moment, and I know that when you're in your darkest hours, you feel like this is going to break you and that you can't rise up from this, but you can. And I see that very clearly. You know, I don't think that this is going to hurt and it's going to leave a scar, but, you know, the thing about scars is that they become the toughest part of your skin. And I really see you being able to rise above this and to go through this with grace and with strength, and in the process discovering a reserve of strength that you didn't know that you possessed. And that's a good thing to know about yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, suffering has a way of doing that to us. And I see you being able to walk through this. And The fish is an interesting card because it often comes up in readings where we're looking at, you know, money, or we're looking at prosperity or abundance. One of the things that I always think about when I see this card is, of course, the story in the Bible of the fishes and the loaves, and how from a scant, you know, from a very scant something, all of a sudden you have the resources to feed the multitude. And, you know, again, I feel like this is speaking to your own inner state, that you know, you can pull from this a lot of ability that will go and bless your life. But I also see, as Kat said in her reading, I see people coming to you. I see people gravitating to you and saying, you know, you aren't going to have to walk this road alone. We are going to be here. We will hold your hand. We will carry you sometimes if you need to be carried. And so, you know, there are people around you who love you. There are people around you who support you. So while the situation just sucks, frankly, it's a sucky situation, mm-hmm. it's a painful situation, I also feel like you have the ability to get through it, and to get through it with a great deal of strength and with a great deal of support.
Thanks. I feel like I used up a lot of the support in 2008, and people are just, you know, why am I doing it again?
Well, you know, hon, but if it is bipolar, people will understand that these are bipolar incidents like this are recurrent. So you don't just use it up. You're just getting the next cycle. Let's ask Ali what he would recommend. We're running a little short on time, so let's try to keep it.
I'll keep it as short as I can. My heart really does go out to you, my dear. But you know, you've got amazing advice from two of the most formidable and wisest female readers we have out there. They really hit the nail on the head with this one. What I really want to tell you is that when it comes to that Queen of Cups and that healing element of it, and then followed right with that Ten of Wands, what that's telling me is that you have the natural ability to heal. You are a natural reader. You're able to look into this situation, and you've put up with it already. I mean, he's done this mm-hmm. once before, and you're kind of like, no, I'm going to stay with him and see if I can almost heal him or fix him of this problem because it's mm-hmm. bad. But that healing is now turned into an oppression. You have now taken his burden and put it on yourself, and you can't do that because ultimately he is responsible for his own healing. You can only do so much. So in this particular instance, my recommendation would be ultimately to walk away. Now, I don't say this lightly when it comes to a marriage. I do believe in the bonds of marriage as being very powerful. But I think in this particular instance, this is a repeating cycle. This is not a man who is going to... I don't think he's a bad man. I think he's a man with problems, okay? Mm-hmm. But those problems are not yours, okay? Until he's willing to go into therapy and fix himself, this marriage is not going to work. I will warn you that I foresee that if he somehow convinces you of an open marriage, he will fall in love with another woman. I see her already in the picture. Don't let it happen. Avoid the situation entirely by leaving. My suggestion would be a cut and clear. Okay. More importantly, I have a female ancestor right here waiting for you. Call out to your ancestors. They will step up, heal your heart. They will clothe you in iron and help you walk this difficult path of divorce and possibly separation and whatever else is necessary in order for you to carry on with your life. It's now time for you to live your life and no longer the life of his healer, his, you know, protector. It's time to move on. It's the only thing I can really say.
Okay, thank you.
I'd like to add, I mean, I think you know what a cut and clear spell is, so we don't need to talk about that too much.
I'm going to look it up.
Go to luckymojo.com/cutandclear.html, and you can also find it at the Lucky Mojo Forum. There's a whole thread in the spells and spell kits area about the cut and clear spells. So it's a spell that you do for yourself to remove past conditions, especially disappointing love conditions, and break the bond and open yourself to something new, kind of like on that card. One other thing that I really want to stress that comes out of this, too, there's a lot of female energy, and even Ali feeling mm-hmm. his ancestress. That Queen of Cups is very important, dear. There is female energy here that is totally supportive. But also, when you told me, I was seeing the Tower and I was seeing the Devil, I know that maybe it's frightening to you that you do have that ability to read. Maybe that's a little scary and you didn't want to call up this show and all of a sudden have Ms. Cat tell you, by the way, you really are a really good diviner. But I just have to say that one more time before we let you go.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the outcome of this marriage is, you are a very good diviner, and you should trust that. Don't be afraid of it. It's a gift. And, yes, when I have problems, I go to other readers. I read for myself, and I go, ooh, how can it be? But I'm just telling you that that you do have a particular special gift, and I don't say that to every person who calls you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So take that strength with you too, sweetheart. And that beautiful Capricorn nature that is so interested in building structure and so interested in form and completion, take that Capricorn nature and you'll find someone who will be. But it's going to be a down the road a while. I mean, we're not going to like swap you off to a new guy immediately. But that part of you that is strong, that you know, that skeletal, that bone structure that a Capricorn has, that's also part of you. And yeah, you gave the guy another chance essentially, and he's still mentally ill. Okay, that's basically how you know. So I'm very sorry, honey, but I really do wish you the best.
All
right. All
the best. I'm perfectly with you, my dear.
Yeah, and stay
Thank
in touch
you,
with us if
you
need our help again. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
This is Tammy Lee. Who's our next caller?
Our next caller is Silver L, calling from area code 219. But just wanted to remind everyone and let everyone know that the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour is brought to you each week by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. Lucky Mojo manufactures and distributes all the paraphernalia of hoodoo and conjure, including anointing oil, sachet powders and incense, crystal salts for spiritual baths and floor wash, herbs, resins, waters, and colognes, roots, zoological and mineral curios, books, candles, and religious goods, folkloric amulets, talismans, and charms. Drop by if you're in the area or find us online at luckymojo.com. Again, our next client is calling in from area code 219. This is Silver L, whose blog talk caller radio ID is Raina 1226. So Silver L, Raina 1226 from Gary, Indiana. Caller, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Great. Yes, we can. And thank you and welcome to the show. I'm going to remind Continentally and Miss Cat that Silver L has had a reading on the show. It's been more than a year, so just a reminder. And she writes, there is a strong negativity around me. A person has a hold of me spiritually and supernaturally. I need to know what to do to get away. I've been told this person has someone working against me on his behalf, and I'm systematically raped of energy and strength. Turning it back over to you.
All right. So, Ali, you're the reader who's up first on this one.
Right. Hello, Silver L. Welcome to the show. You said you feel that someone is working against you, and they may have hired someone or someone is working on their behalf. I do get that strong impression here as well, right off the bat, right as our wonderful Tammy Lee was talking. You know, it almost hit me in the face. How do you suspect this? Has someone told you that they're working with a professional? Do you have any type of a confirmation of that?
Well, actually, when I called a year ago, it's the same person. And I have told, very recently, the same thing by someone else.
Mm-hmm. And this person that's hired the professional, this is a former lover or associate?
Yeah, it's the former lover. And I'm
I have that. Mm-hmm. The reason I asked this is because it came up really right off the bat. We've had what I'm doing right now is consulting with my personal spirits in this instance. Eshu, one of the Eshus that I work with, I work with actually a multiplicity of them. And I have a very strong confirmation that, yes, you are being attacked. Yes, you are being specifically actually drained is the way that I'm being shown this by Eshu, almost as if this person isn't just holding you back, but they're sapping your strength in an attempt to make you weak. You feel, okay, good. That's not good that you're feeling that, but good that this is on the right track. That they're sapping your energy and your spirit so that it breaks you. and that this breaking is aimed at, you know, that's their ultimate goal, is to humble you. I see a breaking of the kneecap, so to speak. So I do warn you in this case. I will go further and actually tell you the type of work they've done. I see it very clearly. This is doll baby work, my dear, and doll baby work done with stabbing, but more importantly, needles and nails. But then they've covered you with the wax of a black candle, okay? They've covered you with the with the wax of a black candle, and that's placed in a very dark and deep place. I don't know if it's a graveyard. I can't see exactly. But as she was showing me, a very dark place. This may be a cupboard of this practitioner, or maybe a cursing altar of some sort. But it's a doll baby covered in wax. And the point of this is the stabbing is to pin you down, to cause harm, and the wax is to literally sap your strength so that wherever you turn, your limbs are slow, your spirit is weak, your power is taken from you. I will go further and say that this particular work is very, very good, very strong. You've been dealing with it a year, and I'm sensing that this is actually one of those cases. I'll let, you know, my colleagues deal with the actual root work aspect of it. I don't rarely say this, but I would say that this is one of those cases where you're going to need a professional to really dig in and fight for you, because this other worker, they're good, they know what they're doing, and this doll baby that I see, I don't know how he got something from you, but he has something from you. He had some link to you, and he was able to use that. Either you left clothes with him, or he got a lock of your hair, or he, you know, took your picture.
For a year. I mean, we've only been separated for 4 months.
Oh, then yeah, he definitely has your link. I see this link. This doll baby isn't a doll baby made with a photo, my dear. This is a doll baby made with a biological concern. So the link is strong, and it needs to be really broken by what I would say is a professional. Eshu does warn further that this work will impact your health, and there is a possibility of what I would call, I'm not one of those oogie-boogie scary readers, you all know me, I'm actually quite optimistic, but I would go and say that Eshu is saying that this may possibly lead to fatality or death if it's not taken off. This is a very, very dangerous work. It's meant to really break your spirit. So be warned that you really do need to take quick action against this.
Yeah. I've actually hired someone, so.
You've hired someone to help you.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm going to just be very brief here, because as far as a follow-up reading, I don't feel like I need to actually, you know, throw any bones or do anything. I'm just getting this vibe. You know what I mean? Sometimes a reader just gets a vibe, clairvoyant vibe, I would call it. And this was done to you. Have you used any kind of, have you tried to help yourself? In other words, have you used anything like firewall of protection or any kind of work like that? I remember we've talked before, and you've done protection work for yourself.
Yes.
Okay, but now
it's working. I mean, it's working to a certain extent, because I mean, the man has put a gun to my head twice and I'm not dead, but
yeah.
See, there's that threat of death right there, so be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, this is a serious situation. I want to make sure that you're getting all of the help on a social level that you can, but you don't have to tell us who you've hired as a root work inspector. It's not important, but you've hired someone that you have confidence and faith in who can really fight back, because this thing is an attack on many levels. This is a serious attack. Okay.
I don't know her very well. I just tried to go somewhere local, and we talked, and she told me everything that I already knew, and she's so confident. I mean, she's part of a spiritist church, and she's 24 to 48 hours, and so, I mean, I have to put my faith somewhere, because I know that I'm not capable of removing it.
Yeah, right. I understand. Well, good. And if that person, you know, is helping you, then that is good. But you do need help. You do need help. Let's bring Miss Bree in. Miss Bree, what do you think about this in terms of root work to be done? Now, she does have a worker, so it's not like we're trying to tell her worker what to do. But what would you recommend?
Well, you know, the first thing that I would recommend is, and I think other people have already mentioned this on the chat, you know, I think that when you're under attack, the first thing to do is to be working to remove that attack. Now, you know, in a perfect world, you'd be able to find that doll baby and get rid of it. You know, that would be the swiftest way, but I'm assuming that that's going to be difficult to impossible. So, you know, the first thing I would like to see you do a series of cleansing baths. Now, you know, Lucky Mojo makes a really fabulous blend. The 13 herb bath is really, really good. Your worker may have already given you some baths to take, but I would say you need to be doing those. You need to be doing this on a monthly basis until this is taken care of. This is not something that, like, you do it once and then you're like, oh, okay, I'm fine. You know, as long as these attacks are happening, you need to be doing some bathing to take them off of you. And then protection. You know, in a case like this, the first thing I want to see is something permanent that is in your home, whether that is a witch bottle of the kind that Conjure Mana Lee is probably going to be talking about at the May workshop. Or, you know, a fixed evil eye ward that you can have, a ward against the evil eye. Especially if it's an X kind of situation, I like to put something in my bedroom. If there's a window in the bedroom, I absolutely would put something in that window, and I also like to put something on the doorway. And, you know, this can be, depending on your living situation, you know, it can be something that's very obviously a charm against, you know, bad things and against evil, or it can be something that is more, you know, more subtle, but that has been, you know, blessed and fixed by yourself or by your worker to offer protection. You know, I personally, whenever I need protection, the first person I go to is Archangel Michael. He always comes through for me. He never fails for me, and he is a strong worker, and he defends those who need defense. And so I would advise working with him. You know, I would advise having vigil candles set with him, and I would advise getting a working relationship going with him, because I think that you're going to need that kind of protection. And then again, you know, I don't want to tell your worker what to do, but as far as you know, offensive stuff, I mean, I think that this person needs to be put into a mirror box. I think they need to be bound, and, you know, I think that a trip to the graveyard needs to be made. This is serious.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
I mean, he's held a gun to your head, and you just don't mess around with that, you know?
Right.
You absolutely don't. And so, you know, I would definitely talk with your worker, and I would find out what she's or he is intending to do. And you know, if I were in your position, I would want to be hearing, you know, we are tying him up. We're putting him in a mirror box. There's going to be lots of things that go in that are not very pleasant. And we're going to the graveyard, you know, preferably to a military graveyard.
Well,
you know, I would
with him is
oh,
that.
Go ahead.
I'm finding out that he is actually, like, possessed. Like, he's not a person.
There's a spirit
he's
here.
He's a shell.
It's not that he's not a person, but there is definitely, and I wouldn't go so far as to say he's not a person. He is a person. But there is what I would call a demonic presence. Abso-frickin-lutely. It's there.
Yeah.
It's working that stuff right through him. This person is still evil. Don't get me wrong. It's not that he's, you know, a good, you know, under the control of something else. No. He's invited this force into his life with his prayers and his work, and now it's unleashed a whole firestorm. You need to get some equally powerful spirits on your side, and that's why I love Miss Bree's St. Michael recommendation. No better spirit to work with, no better angel to work with when coming to demons than the one that kicked the big badass himself right out of heaven.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I'm gonna add one other thing, because today seems to be my day to mention it. One of the things when you're working with a very strong opponent who is very intent in mind, no matter whether they are intent on evil, as in this case, or whether they are intent on resisting love, we all know about using skull candles to influence people's thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you can go to the Lucky Mojo forum. There's a whole section on skull candles, used for many, many things: to get a job, to have someone love you, to make a proposal of marriage, to have them pay you back, and to get rid of evil people by messing up their minds. When you're working on someone who is extremely powerful, like this person, you want to load that skull candle with different things, and that's all explained. But I would actually do a confusion skull candle. It gets them off their guard. It makes them confused in mind. Get a skull candle and start the work by confusing them. Don't use inflammatory confusion because you don't want them to get confused and angry. You just want them to get confused. And you can do a few of these. I mean, people I know will do 1, 2, 3 skull candles to soften someone up, to confuse them so that they don't see that you're working on them. Because this person and the person that he has hired, they know their work. And as Ali said, this is tough work. This was, you are really, you're being attacked in a particular way to drain your energy. You need to get them off their guard. And so confusion work is sometimes a good prelude. It's not the work itself. It's the beginning of the work to kind of knock them off their balance so that you can come in and really knock them down. Okay?
Yeah, and I would follow that up with, and this Michael read my mind, and she was, you know, dead on with this, with a decoy doll baby, you know, that's going to redirect that bond and use that doll baby to shatter the bonds that they've created using their doll baby. This is a spell that Miss Kat actually taught me. It's a very powerful. Kyar Mond is also very familiar with it. But it's some type of work, you know, you can either get magical coaching or talk to your personal, you know, spiritualist worker and tell them about this type of work where they basically invoke the bond that has been created with the doll baby that they're using against you into a new doll baby and then shatter that bond using a nice machete or knife. But, you know, I like following up the confusion work with something like that and then hitting them hard with a mirror box like Miss Bree was mentioning in the chat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be a multi-level.
A nice 1, 2, 3 hit, knock them out, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Gail.
Is anyone else close to me in danger from him? Because, you know, I have a best friend and she's been standing beside me throughout this whole ordeal and I'm worried about targeting her.
Yes, yes. The answer is a clear yes. This presence is going to attack everyone around you. This is the other thing I want to warn you about before, because, I mean, we're kind of running a little bit out of time on this. When you put your protection up, include your friends and family, because when it can't get to you, it'll attack your friends, it'll attack your family. So be warned that this isn't just you, all right? The second it can't get to you, it'll lash out. So make it an all-inclusive type of protection, all right?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, hon. Thanks a lot for the call, and I hope you have a good success with the worker that you've hired to help you. All right, Miss Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kat. And support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com. And by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic contra practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. And our next client is calling in from area code 804. This is African Gordita from Moseley, Virginia. Caller, are you there? Are you there, caller?
They've been made live.
Can you hear me? African Gordita, 804. Can you hear me, caller? Hello?
Apparently not.
No, I guess not.
Okay.
I'm spraying my Van water after that last call.
I know.
Nakashiva, we're going to go ahead and go to our next new caller that we had discussed. We're going to go to 301 that's calling in from Maryland, okay? 301.
Lalazmi?
Yes, Lalazmi. Thank you. Are you there, caller?
I'm here.
Great. Welcome to the show. And again, she's from Maryland, and she writes. She has not yet had a reading with Conjurman Ali or Miss Kat, but she has had a reading with Miss Bree, and she would just like some help with an on and off relationship that she has been in for 4 years. Turning it back over to you.
Hi. Like I said, I've had a reading with Miss Bree, and she did a wisdom and clarity spell for me. But I've kind of, you know, kind of been in this relationship with this guy for 4 years, and he just seems like he tells me he loves me, but he just won't commit to me.
All right. Okay, well, let's let Miss Bree start out then, because she knows you.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know. I'm not recognizing the name that you're giving. How long ago did I read for you?
It was probably in December.
In December. Okay. So just tell us a little bit about your situation. So you've been in an on again, off again relationship with this man.
Mhm. And you know, he tells me he loves me, and you know, he doesn't, you know, he wants to get married again one day, but you know, he's like he doesn't want to continue to wait, living his life the way he is now, but he just, for whatever reason, he just will not give me a commitment.
All right, and are you currently in a relationship with him?
I mean, we're kind of off right now. Like I said, we never really lose contact, so it's one of those types of things.
All right. And then you had said that we had done some wisdom and clarity work on him, and did you notice a change?
I noticed a little bit of a change in him, but still, like, not enough for a commitment.
Got it. And what you're wanting from him, ultimately, what I hear you saying, is that you really want him to marry you.
Yes.
Okay. All right. And is infidelity a problem in this situation?
Yes, it has in the past.
All right. Well, I feel that right now, the very first card that I get on this is the Five of Swords, and I'm not gonna get too in depth with the cards because I know that we're running short on time. But the Five of Swords indicates that there is a continual, you know, aspect of him that's looking to be with somebody else that you know is not rooted and not settled in the relationship. And so, you know, even if he is not actually cheating on you right now, I feel like the infidelity issue is a big one that needs to be dealt with. If there's any chance for a successful long-term relationship, you know, basically the Five of Swords is a card of deception, and in some cases of sabotage. And we do sabotage relationships. There are many reasons why we do, but I feel like he is engaged in a little bit of that. I feel like, you know, just as things start to get really good between the two of you, and you know, it feels like y'all are really settling down, that is usually when he starts to pull away. And has that been your experience?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. All right. So just as things are starting to really, really settle in, then that's when he starts to pull away. That's when the fights start. That's when, you know, who is he texting? Who is he emailing? Who is he on Facebook with? Yeah, absolutely. And the next card that I get for you is the Ten of Coins in reverse. And, right, you know, the Ten of Coins is one of my favorite cards because it indicates many things, but it indicates stability and it indicates a sense of being rooted with one another in a relationship, possibly in a family. And so that energy is there, but the card is in reverse. And so, you know, you've had readings before, and I think that you know that when a card is reversed, it indicates that energy is somehow being blocked or being thwarted. You know that, again, there's this element of sabotage, of him not being willing to be in the relationship, to stay in the relationship, you know, that as soon as it looks like it could go forward and it could actually do something and become a deep, committed bond, this is when the problems come up. And so, you know, I feel like the clarity and wisdom work that I recommended was a good way to start, but I would say that at this point in time, there also needs to be a decision about either working to bind him to you or working to, you know, let go of the relationship and let go of him. And so the real question that we're dealing with is he going to wake up? Is he going to grow up? Is he going to, you know, start to be serious about you and about the relationship and stop playing games and stop vacillating back and forth? And the final card that I get is the King of Cups. And so I want to ask you a question about him. Does he, have you noticed if he suffers from depression or does he suffer from any kind of mood issue, mood disorder?
Nothing I can tell, no.
Okay, all right. I feel like sometimes with the King of Cups, that's one of the things that the card can indicate is that, you know, you're dealing mm-hmm. with somebody who does deal with a mood issue. Often it's depression. Sometimes it's a certain kind of anger or even inertia, and they go inside. And so, you know, what I see in this man is that he has the potential to be a good partner, but I feel like he's still kind of figuring out, you know, what he wants and what he needs. And the issue that I see with that is my feeling and my sense is that you are always the one accommodating. You're always the one working with him, and you're always the one making it easy to be in the relationship. And he is very centered around his feelings and around what works for him and around what makes him feel good. So there's a selfishness here that I think also really needs to be addressed. And I feel like, you know, ultimately the relationship could really stay in this kind of lockstep pattern of, you know, getting together and then going apart and getting together and going apart until he either stops being so selfish or until you give him an ultimatum and, you know, you basically say, I'm not going to keep doing this with you. You know, I'm not going to be available for you the next time that you say we're done, we're done. And so that's what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what do you see, Ollie?
You know, that was a wonderful reading, as usual, Miss Bree. And I couldn't agree more with you. The only thing I'm going to have to add to this is, while Miss Bree, in her wonderfully gentle way, you know, said, you know, gave you a little bit of hope, I do want to give you a little bit of a reality check in that I'm getting a sense, and I mentioned this in chat, is that this guy is going to go back to an old lover or mistress. And if he hasn't yet, if he's not already involved with this old lover or mistress, he will be shortly. Just giving you that warning that this infidelity is more than just, oh, just an issue of the past. It's an issue of the now. And it is going to be real. Yeah, it's going to be coming up. If it hasn't come up again right now, if he's not involved this instant, he will be doing it probably within the next month, is what I'm sensing. So bear in mind now, Nadia Potter, you know, a wonderful reader in her own right and someone who has returned to air, mentioned in the chat messages, Facebook, text, these are things, emails, I absolutely agree. I see a form of communication here, but I'm getting the impression that it's a silent communication. So look for it. It's not going to be a call. It's going to be a text. It's going to be a Facebook message or an email. So it's a silent communication, and that's when you'll know that this man is having an affair again. Be warned about that, and then really take that into consideration if you decide you really want to go after this man. I mean, several years of working on one man is a long time. But let's see what Kat recommends, you know, root work wise, whether to draw this man or bring you someone better.
Yeah, I'm not feeling this guy. And I'll tell you that when you see a situation where it's the King of Cups, which was what Miss Bree saw, King of Cups is a man on a throne floating on a stone that's floating on the ocean. This is a guy with a ship behind him on one side and a fish behind him on the other. And the ship is his coming and going, and the fish is his other woman. And my feeling is, and by the way, that other woman sometimes is his mommy. It's not always
mm-hmm.
his lover.
Mm-hmm.
But and sometimes it's his ex. I mean, it's just something. And my feeling here is that the guy is too raw timber. He's just not going to shape up. If you cannot bring a man to your side in a progressive way, I'm not going to give you a timeline. You have to do it within a certain, you know, Ms. Cat says 1 year or the hell with it. That's not what I'm saying. But you have to have some sort of marker points along the way. And if it's, you know, two steps forward and one step back, as long as you are happy that you're still making some steps forward, okay. But if it just goes flip-flop, back and forth, off and on relationship, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to yourself to say, time's up. And that's what I would say. Did you set a timeline on this work when you started working with this fellow?
I think me and Mr. gave it 6 months. So
you gave it 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And where are you now? Is your 6 months up?
It was in December, so yeah, we're right around summertime.
All right.
Well, it's your time
for all
that.
Right. Time to cut and clear. Time to cut and clear and ask God, the angels, the universe, and whoever else you ask to bring you that person who really wants to be in a committed relationship. And I'm telling you, honey, I read cards all day long for people, and there are men as well as women looking for love. It's not just women looking for love around here. They may be more inclined to come on the radio show and admit it, but there are men looking for love too. This fellow, he's just not the strong timber that you need. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I think. And, you know, I don't mean that says that your spells are weak or failed. I just think this isn't the person that's right. And and when a person comes and goes and comes and goes, and we cut them a little slack, and they come back and they go, and it's on and off, there's two reasons usually, three maybe. One, fight, make up. The other is cheat, forgive. And the third one, up and down, bipolar. You know, any one of those that extended for too long is like a sink that you're just going down the drain. And your life is only so long, baby. So stand up and say, okay, this is going to be really painful. It's going to be really painful. I'm going to walk in pain for just a while. It's like pulling that Band-Aid off. Ah, it hurt. And now, hey, I'm free. I'm going to try to find someone else. Because this person is not... the King of Cups tells me this guy will not come to land. And in fact, in a way, he's kind of happy with the fact that he won't come to land. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my advice. Do a cut and clear. All right. So let's thank you for the call, and let's see what Miss Tammy Lee has to say.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Katz. And from coast to coast and around the world, tune in and listen to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, broadcast live from the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. If you're there, you could be on the air. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour is brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company and located online at luckymojo.com every Sunday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our next client is calling in from area code 219 from Lake Station, Indiana, and this is Phaedra, whose blog talk radio name is Jennifer Michelle. Jennifer, are you there, caller?
Yes, I am.
Great. Welcome to the show. I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of your case for our host. And she writes, caught up in an extremely volatile situation that could cause harm to myself, family, and friends. There's no turning back, and I have been forewarned that this person is gaining help from an outside force. My husband is away, my family is always separated, and my grandparents have passed. I've been told that I've been given an ability by another, but I am confused as to what that means. Need help in deciding the correct course of action to take so that no innocents are harmed, and what I am not able to do with my abilities. Turning it back over to you.
All right. I'm going to ask a couple of questions because I'm unclear of this. What kind of force are we talking about here, and what kind of danger are we talking about?
I'm sitting here with Silver L. I'm her friend that she asked about.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, we couldn't be getting...
And what was so weird is yesterday I told her, once he can't find her, he is going to be beaten down my door.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay. This was so strange because I'm going, we can't be having this twice in one day, but we are having this twice in one day.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes, you are in danger, and this is a dangerous situation. I don't ever like to give people just a spiritual piece of advice without giving them some practical advice if I do believe that there is a practical need. I don't want you to get all hysterical, but there is some danger here on a mundane level.
I'm fully aware of that.
Okay. So,
I've been working with St. Michael, actually.
Oh, good.
All right. So we're not going to be drama queens here and talk about, you know, this isn't some sort of a horror movie with the guy with the bloody axe, but you know, we do have a situation, okay?
Yeah.
And So I want you to, of course, say your say some prayers, but I also do want you to make sure that you have, you know, a way to get help if you need help. Okay? Is that? Can you assure me that you are going to be taking those kind of precautions as well?
Yes, I've already taken them.
Okay, good. So now I'm going to talk about, because, again, I don't think we need to do a reading on this so much because we already know what's going on here, okay?
Right.
I do just want to, I want to say two things that I'm getting really clearly, which is that, one, I feel like these two friends, I feel like another piece of the work that they've done is some inflammatory confusion work so that sometimes they misunderstand one another.
Yes.
And they get into fights with one another, and I also feel like there may have been some specific shut up work, you know, shut your mouth work done on Jennifer Michelle. I feel to keep her from sometimes being able to say and convey the fact that she's supporting her friend, standing in solidarity and support with her friend. I'm just getting that really clearly,
right.
So I wanted to bring that in. Sorry, Kat.
Absolutely right. No, absolutely right.
No, you. Thank you, Bree. Thank you. Don't apologize for interrupting because you got it. And there's a kind of a divide and conquer thing going on here, is what you're saying in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I would like you to we're talking about protecting the home. And not from the normal kinds of outside forces. So there are different forms of protection that are used in different cultures. I mean, there's just about everything you can name has been done by somebody in some culture as protection. Everything from hanging garlic to putting up witch bottles, evil eye, mirrors, and so forth. One of the simplest things that anyone can do right now, as long as there's a store open, is go down to an auto parts store and get those little fisheye mirrors that they sell that have a sticky back that you stick on your rearview mirror. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And I want you to get four of them, right, or however many sides your house has. If your house has four sides, get four of them. If your house has eight sides because it's some sort of weird, strange shape, then get eight of them. I want one on every outside wall of your house. And it is customary to dress those mirrors. Do you have any protection oils or things of that sort around you?
Yes, I do. I have been using the firewall protection and the St. Michael's oil.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. All right. Take those two oils, mix them up in a little dish or something or in your palm of your hand. I usually work right out of the palm of my left hand. I'm right-handed. Just pour a little bit of each in the palm of my hand. Take those circle mirrors. And on each one of them, you're going to draw a circle around the outside circle. You know what I'm saying? On that, you know, like a circle, right inside, on the mirror part, right inside the frame. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. And then you're going to put like a cross, like an X, right? And as you do this, this is to create a space that is completely protected. And you're going to call in your spirits. I call upon Archangel Michael, most powerful defender of heaven, to defend this house against all assaults and onslaughts, to defend against those things which would come physically and invisibly, those things which would come spiritually, venally, manually, by car, by air, by weather, by wind. Anyway, I wish to be protected from all things. Right? And you just, you don't have to quote what I just said because I just said it, you know, but you just speak what you want, and you say, and I ask this in the name of Lord Most Powerful God, because after all, that's who Michael reports to, right? And you can put those up on the outside of your house. They have a little sticky back. You just stick them on the house.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in the bushes where no one can see them. Put them up over the window. I know people will put them up right over the windows, you know, where people can really see it. Oh, there's a mirror up there. What the heck is that?
I'm one of those
right?
people. I let people know that my mirror is right up, and they bring trouble, it's going to hit them in the face.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Mine is right in my kitchen with a chili pepper on one side and a garlic braid on the other.
Absolutely. You know what you want to also get is a knife, is really get a knife. And what I want you to do is, just like Kat told you about how to dress those mirrors, which I love, that reflection is great, get a knife, dress it with fiery wall of protection, and pray. Psalm 91 over it 7 times, okay? And as you do it, feel that righteous strength come up. Call on St. Michael with all your heart. Then I want you to take that knife and drive it into your front porch or your front lawn, right next to your door, with the blade outwards, okay? With the blade outwards. And you stab it in, and you go, any enemy that walks towards me, may he be cut and driven away. May the sword of St. Michael slash him and bring him down, and cast him down as he's cast out the devil. You stab that knife right into the ground, and that will act as a fiery sword, so that every time this person tries to attack you, if this person tries to come to your property, bam, it'll hit them hard. The next thing is work with a tree. If you have a tree on the property, if you have a tree on the land.
I have more trees. My property is, there is very many different levels. We have flowers everywhere. We have plants. We have trees.
Good.
We have animals. We have everything.
Get yourself a big tree. Give it some cold, cold water, right? And you ask that tree. Trees are one of those protectors that are people forgetting about in Conjure, but they're great. We hide things in their roots. We hang things from their branches, but they're powerful protectors. I want you to give it cold water, and you give it cold water every day. And you ask that tree, tree, as you are firmly rooted in this ground, I am on your property. Protect me and my kind. Protect me and my family, and keep all harm away from me. And a tree is great because they send out communication. They're connected to all other trees. So if an enemy comes your way, not only will it warn you through a dream, but it will also warn your protectors. It'll call the police. It'll get that person caught. It'll trip them up. So definitely tree and knife, okay? That's what I see for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
I go a step further too, because I would do the four corners of the property. If you have four trees on the four
mm-hmm.
corners, do the four corners.
I actually have two trees that you have to walk between to get to the underway
yeah.
of my
the
house.
Gate.
There
yeah.
you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Your two trees. That's the path and the knife along that path. Now, if
yes.
the path is paved,
yes.
just put it to one side. You could even put up two knives, one with each tree. I mean, it's however you want it. You know, you'll be spirit led. You'll be guided. You'll know what's right. The way to do these sorts of protection is almost like in levels of booby traps. Another one, very common, very old-fashioned, very powerful, get devil shoestring roots, and you take nine of them, nine pieces of devil shoestrings, and you drive them down into the ground. Sometimes people will water the ground, make it soft, or just dig with a trowel and kind of slide the trowel out and slide the devil shoestring down in there vertically. They got to be vertically. Another one people use, just nine pieces of devil shoestring. Doesn't matter how thick they are, how gnarly or how smooth, it's just nine of them. And another one that people use is to take nine nails, and these need to be what they call coffin nails, old rusty nails. You take those
right.
nine nails to the grave of a policeman, right?
Yeah.
And you bury
Ooh,
those
yeah.
nine nails at the grave of the policeman, and you leave them there for 9 days. Right,
mm-hmm.
and you pay that policeman with nine pennies, one penny, because they're coppers. You don't pay them with dimes now, baby, because these are coppers, and cops are called coppers, right? So you put down nine pennies with the nine nails, and you then take the nine nails back, and you bury those nine nails point up, okay?
Okay.
I think we're out of time. I hear the music.
I wanted to know what this ability was.
I'm sorry, honey. We got to go. We got to go.
Know.
Good luck to your baby. All
right. Good luck.
Thanks for your call. All right. This is Tammy Lee.
Yes, ma'am, Ms. Kat. And thank you, Ms. Kat and Conjure Man Ali. And thank you, Ms. Bree of MilagroRoots.com in San Antonio, Texas, for being our special guest member from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers this week. Next week, we will have another very special guest member from AIR, and it will be a surprise guest. So tune in and join us at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Once again, we've come to the end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Miss Kat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and Conjure Man Ali at conjuremanali.com in Mission Viejo. I'm your announcer, Miss Kimmy Lee, joining you from TripleCrownConjure.com in Pensacola, Florida. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time when you will hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band playing the Jug Band Waltz. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks, everybody. Thank you, Miss Bree, so much for being on the show.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And it's always wonderful to have you. Thank you, Ali. And we can stay in the chat room at Blog Talk Radio, and that will be, you know, after the show is over. And I want to thank everybody for being there. We had a great turnout at the chat room. We were up to 89 people at one point, I believe. And
91.
Welcoming 91. Oh,
95.
My gosh, 95. Wow. I missed it.
Wow.
Oh, fabulous. Okay. And again, we're welcoming this week Balthazar to air, and Miss Nadia is coming back to air. So look for great changes at the air website. And we'll see you all next week on the radio. And sign up for those workshops if you think you can make it. Good night, all.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.